of support. You can do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. For this hour, we have a goal of 300 contributions. That's 300 pledges during this program to make One Day Wednesday a success. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, in just a moment, Larry Mueller is going to be back talking with Phil Pelletieri about the insect world, and these discussions happen because of listener contributions. Please think about how much you get from The Larry Mueller Show, and then make your contribution to support it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Mike, shortening the pledge drive doesn't mean that we need less money.
Right.
It just means that we have to meet that goal faster. And everyone wins if we do, because you value Wisconsin Public Radio programs, because you like the idea of a one-day pledge drive, because those long pledge drives bug you. Get it? Bug you. Go to WPR.org and call 888-202-2552 and please give as generously as you can.
Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. Our One Day Wednesday drive is underway, and we only have a few hours left to raise a week's worth of support for Wisconsin Public Radio. There's no "I'll do it later" in a one-day drive, so make your pledge right now. Here's someone to tell you how.
It's easy to do at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and that's where to go to make your pledge of support to WPR right now on One Day Wednesday. Make your pledge at whatever amount, $50, $100, $500, whatever amount you choose is the right amount. I'm Mike Crane, back with Joy Cardine, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Some listeners think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with federal tax dollars, but really federal funding makes up only 7% of our budget. By comparison, listener contributions represent one-third. Your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. So now that you know, please make a pledge of support at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, Larry promised we'd answer some questions, and you might wonder what your pledge pays for. Well, we have toll-free numbers so you can call in your questions. We rely on newspapers, magazines, subscriptions. With 31 transmitters around the state beaming out all of that, there's energy costs of all kinds, and we have the need to use the internet for research and so on. All of these things and many more have costs that you can help to pay with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
299 pledges to go this hour.
One's
in.
All right.
To stay on track. So thank you very much for that pledge. You can make yours right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Remember, we're cutting an entire fund drive down to just one day. It's a gamble, but we believe that you are up to the challenge. Be one of the people to pledge right now to make this hour's goal of 300 pledges. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, there's no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive, and that's why getting these additional now 297 pledges in this hour is so important. Please go right now to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. It's so easy to participate, and this is a one-day pledge drive. So tomorrow, that'll be great, but we want to hear from you right now. 888-202-2552. Thanks.
And you're listening to Garden Talk here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope you'll call in and make your pledge, but I also hope you'll call in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Phil Pelletieri, UW Extension Entomologist, our guest. Phil, welcome back.
Nice to be here, Larry.
Appreciate having you with us once again. And we have so many callers online. You know what? Should we go right to the phones?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me. Let's go to the phones. And first caller up is Miranda in Madison. Miranda, hi to you. Miranda, are you there?
That the bumblebees are starting to come back out. And I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about whether or not they've been affected by the colony collapse disorder that was affecting the regular honeybees or not.
I've seen some bumblebees out and about this last weekend.
Well, you know, what you're seeing are the queens, and they are not affected by colony collapse disorder, but there definitely seems to be some information telling us that some of our native bumblebees have picked up some diseases from some of the imported bumblebees that have been brought in, especially for greenhouses. Off the top of my head, I think we've got about 9 or 10 species of bumblebees that have been picked up in the state. They probably suffered more from habitat destruction. You know, some of the prairie species, of course, have lost lots of habitat in this state and the like. But overall, and it's interesting, the colony collapse as of this year is considered almost a non-issue. The bee population seem to be stronger as we're getting to understand a little bit more of the dynamic here. It does definitely underline the importance of stress and how that sets the bees up. And this year, there hasn't been as much stress. The beekeepers were doing a lot to keep their hives strong and active, basically because of the pollination value that was there. So the good news is that isn't as much of an issue as it was a year or two ago. But again, taking a step back on the bumblebees, there have been some concerns that some diseases have been brought in that have weakened their populations.
All right. Thanks, Miranda. Appreciate
you. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Let's go to Susan in Bristol next. Hi, Susan. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for answering. And I have actually two questions because your last caller spurred my second one that I hadn't even thought of. But the first one is I have seen willow trees really being infested badly by carpenter ants. Are you there?
Yeah, what that tells me is there's dead wood in there, which is quite common in willow trees.
How can you know for sure if it's infested by carpenter ants, and is there any way to de-infest it? I have two friends that have what appears to me as an amateur to be carpenter ant infested willow trees, and they're big, beautiful trees. Is there anything short of felling the tree that you can do to get rid of these things?
Well, no, you can treat the nest, but a couple thoughts. The ants themselves will not kill the tree. What the ants do is help structurally weaken the tree so it's more prone to storm damage. So that's the main concern, because the actively growing part of the tree is not where the ants are. They're in the center of it where the wood is rotting. If you can get to them, you can spot treat them with almost anything. I mean, I've always liked 7 garden dust just because it's readily available. It is very toxic on the ants, but it can be used for other things around the yard. So you're not buying a special pesticide, but it's all about putting it in. So if there's an area that sawdust is getting pushed out from, that's where you'd want to blow the dust into, and that should take care of it. What we're after is killing the queen that's inside that hollow core of the tree, and once we kill her, the colony's done.
Oh, okay. And these little tiny little holes and then pieces of rotting wood on the side are an indication of carpenter ant infestation?
Well, but what the carpenter ants are working is the rotting wood that's easy for them to take and throw out. So you often see a pile of this stuff going up. Okay. If it was all sound in the interior of the tree, you would not expect to find the ants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I have one second question, and thank you for your patience. And it's about the honeybees, because there is a problem with their dissipation. Do you know if there are any grants or anything? I've taken some beekeeping courses and stuff, and I would be interested in having some. Honeybees and grow them myself. I'm not afraid of them.
Okay. Well, we'll take that issue up with Phil Pelletieri, University of Wisconsin Extension entomologist, and we'll get back to you on that in just a couple of minutes, Susan. Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Mike Crane here. Today is One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio, and that is a single-day pledge drive, not a 7-day drive, a one-day Wednesday drive. And listener contributions are a third of our budget, so we're looking to beef that up right now. You know, everything that you hear on WPR is because of your contributions, so please help to make One Day Wednesday, it's an experiment this year, make it a success. Help us to do that in one day instead of 7 by making a $50 contribution or $100 or $200, because every gift right now makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2555. 952. Joy Cardine, how are we doing with our goal?
Great. The goal this hour is 300 contributions by 12:30. So far, 23 contributions in this hour. Thank you so much for helping us make One Day Wednesday a success. Remember, we're here today and today only to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money in this one day of on-air fundraising. We're trying to keep the on-air fund drive short, but we can only do it with your help. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month is needed right now. Your pledge takes only a few minutes. WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, chances are the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio has covered an issue that is close to you. It might be gardening like today. It might be the insect world and your interest and concerns. It might be medicine or interpersonal relationships. We try to bring you shows that you will find relevant, interesting, and enjoyable. Because WPR touches on your life, please make a pledge today, the only day of our pledge drive, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You asked for it. You've got it. We've shortened our spring membership drive to just one day, not seven or five or three. We are really trying to meet our goal by 7 o'clock this evening with just one day of on-air fundraising. We can succeed, but only with your contribution now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Hey, it's me, Michael Feldman. What can you accomplish in just one day? Clean out the attic, spread some mulch, perhaps paint the porch? Well, here at WPR, we're shooting much higher than that. Today is One Day Wednesday, and we're aiming to raise all the money we'd normally try to raise in a full week. Don't laugh, it's possible, but only with your help right now. So while today it's Pledge Drive, tomorrow you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. So make your pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
It's so easy to do. WPR.org is our secure web address. And you just click the button there to make a pledge or call 888-202-2552. Maybe your pledge is going to be $50, $100, $500, $5, $35, $1,000. It really is up to you. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. Good afternoon or good morning still for a little while longer. I'm Mike Crane, and I'm back with Joy Cardine, and we are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio on this remarkable One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, I know you make it a habit of listening to Larry Mueller to hear great guests like Phil Pelletieri and Scott Craven and Sandy Sawchuk and the many great guests that Larry invites every day. Please make it a habit to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio as well. Pledge your support today and renew that support each year. It's a good habit and a habit you can be proud of. Get it started today with your pledge online at WPR.org. Or call 888-202-2552.
We've been hearing from people throughout our region and even outside of Wisconsin. David from Milwaukee said, you know, I've already supported WPR and I have the member card, but I wanted to throw in a little bit more to support the one-day pledge idea. Terrific. And we're hearing from people, someone called and said, we love many, many of the programs and pretty much listen to no other station. It's almost always on. Join them as supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio today on One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are still looking for 270 pledges in the next hour or so to stay on track to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are extremely important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully. So give your gift now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and thank you.
Talking the world of insects today with Phil Pelletieri, University of Wisconsin Extension entomologist Larry Mueller here. If you have a question, you got a bug that's bugging you a little bit, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. And Phil, we had a caller who was interested in getting started in beekeeping, wondering if there's grants available to help with that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any grant money available, but the best advice is to ask around from some local people because often they're willing to share The startup costs are a bit, you know, to get the equipment and get the bees. But then once you're off and running, and so they're often willing, if they have some unused equipment, to give that to you and share some bees. So that would be the direction I would go.
And if you'd like to join in with a question, give us a call at 800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@WPR.org. Let's go to Darlene in Green Bay next. Darlene, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you, Larry and Phil. You're terrific. I'm a third-year gardener, and I don't know very much. I have taken everything that grows and blooms and spread it over a 280-foot lot, and I have bugs that are eating everything. I have peonies, daffodils, daylilies, iris, hollyhocks, and tulips. They seem to devastate the hollyhocks, so they become lace, and the tulips, they'll eat them halfway down.
Okay, let's stop, because they're different insects, honestly, for different plants. The hollyhocks, there's a little green worm called a sawfly that is quite aggressive.
What's it called?
A sawfly. That's because it's related to the wasps and bees. It's a type of insect.
Okay.
It's rather well camouflaged, but to be honest, when you see the first signs of feeding, spraying the underside of the leaves with soapy water or garden sprays would take care of it. The point is you got to catch it early in the game rather than when everything's already laced out. The tulips, I'm a little perplexed in, because tulips, to be honest, don't have normal insect issues. Now, you know, I worry about slugs, I worry about rabbits, but as far as critters, I just don't normally see any tulips coming in the lab that have insect issues.
I wonder if it's some little animals running around at night gobbling.
Well, could be rabbits, couldn't it?
Yeah, could be rabbits.
Okay.
Even chipmunks do some silly things sometimes, too. So.
Okay, I have lots of rabbits.
All right. Does that help you out?
I think so.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And you know what? We've got Dave in Augusta online with a question, so let's go right to Dave. Hi, Dave. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Phil.
Morning.
I've got a small grove of apple trees. I was mowing the apple orchard yesterday, and I noticed on one end of the smallest apple tree I have, there's a silky substance. It's like a webbing. It's white, silky. And I'm wondering if that could be start of a tent caterpillar.
Yeah, that's what you've got. The timing is just perfect. It's the first stages of eastern tent caterpillar. So if you've just got one, you can go and crush it with your hand. You can cut it out. You can even, when they're small like this, spray it with soapy water. As they get bigger, then we have to use some of the bacterial insecticides or some of the standard apple sprays. But you can pretty well figure that when you just start to get leaf out and just start to get flowering, that's when tent caterpillar egg masses will hatch. And that's the time to inspect the tree, because it's a lot easier to deal with it now than it will be 3 or 4 weeks from now.
Got it. And I will do that tonight. Thank you, Phil.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Do you know, do they do a lot? Do they won't actually kill a tree, will they?
No, under extreme cases, they'll eat every leaf off the tree, and some people would interpret that as life-threatening. But in apples and in all these flowering fruit trees, they'll leaf out again. So by the 1st of July, you can't see a problem. One of the arguments in fruit-bearing trees, though, is that costs the tree energy, which will cost you in fruit production down the road. So it's not that they're without harm, but they honestly cause less problems than you might anticipate when all the leaves are off the tree.
And what are the main insects that you're seeing right now out there that may be causing some problems?
Well, gypsy moth egg masses have been hatching this week, so people have to pay some attention to that. Tent caterpillar is going. There's a little green sawfly on mugo and scotch pine called the European pine sawfly that will be active. There will also be sawflies. Now, sawflies, they look like little caterpillars, but they grow up to be something more primitive. So azaleas I would look at, columbine I would look at, those all have sawfly problems.
Phil Pelletieri, our guest, University of Wisconsin Extension entomologist here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Excuse me, I'm Mike Crane. Today is One Day Wednesday. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you keep informing you and engaging you every single day. With your help, we'll raise an entire pledge drive's goal with just one day of on-air fundraising. That's right, a single day. So please give online right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can. Joining us now is Joy Cardine.
I know, Mike, you're losing your voice because of all of the excitement. We have just 258 pledges to go to meet this hour's goal and about 65 minutes or so to get those pledges. Instead of several days of fundraising, this fund drive is only going to be one day. It's over at 7 o'clock tonight. We're asking you to help us make short work of our goal by making your gift now. A dollar or two a week is all it takes at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I want you to think about all of the issues that you have heard discussed on the Wisconsin Public Radio Ideas Network in the past year. There are just so many. I mean, it's incredible, all of the conversations that have been possible this year because of listener support. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Do it for all that you have learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio, and do it today, the only day of our spring pledge drive.
This weekend, you will hear all of your favorite programs fundraising free because we are just here today. The success of One Day Wednesday on Wisconsin Public Radio means you get the entertainment programs that you love on the weekend, like Car Talk and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and What Do You Know and A Prairie Home Companion without any fundraising in the months to come. Your gift now makes that possible, so please give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Tomorrow it's back to regular programming. Tomorrow you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. But today is a very special day for you and Wisconsin Public Radio. Today is the first and last day of the spring membership drive. Like you, we want to get back to doing what we do best, bringing you great radio. No special incentives or gifts today. It's all about the programs, and we need 4,000 pledges today. Don't wait. Call now. Here's someone to tell you how.
And that someone is Mike Crane. I'm here with Joy Cardine. WPR.org is the web address for you to make your pledge, or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of $50, $100, $500, whatever amount you choose is the right amount. We're here to ask you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our goal this hour is for 300 pledges, and though that may seem like a big number, it's really manageable when you consider the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to Wisconsin Public Radio each week. As one of those listeners, we're asking you to contribute to this group effort. If there are two or more people listening in your household, it's an even bigger bargain. So please help us make light work of this goal by making your donation of any amount to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And Larry's going to be back with Phil Pelletieri in just a minute to talk about your questions about the insect world. And you know, because of the quality of the guests, that WPR has very high standards. We know you're intelligent, and because of that, we try to aim high. And because you appreciate the intelligent conversation on the Ideas Network, please make a pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think of your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio as an investment in your future listening. It takes just a few minutes of your time. Your donation of any amount helps bring you hours and hours of great programming. Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And in just a few minutes, you'll have made a wise investment, one that pays dividends every single day. That's WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, this weekend you'll enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio without fundraising interruptions, and that is because this is the first and only day of this pledge drive. It's One Day Wednesday. Help us to meet our entire fundraising goal with just one day of fundraising. You can give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And in just a moment, we will hear more answers about what's bugging you from Phil Pelletieri. I always love it when Phil's on mic because I'm able to find out what to do about those carpenter ants that want to hitchhike into my house this time of year. So I'm sure we'll get answers to that question very soon. But you have time to make your pledge right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Give $50, $100, any amount that's comfortable to you. We won't be here tomorrow or the day after or this weekend asking for your pledge, so we're asking you to make that pledge now.
255 calls and web pledges to go by the end of the Larry Mueller Show about an hour from now, so we need your help right now at 888-202-2552 or at WPR.org. Thanks very much.
Phil Pelletieri, UW Extension entomologist, our guest here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Give us a call with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. And we have Steve from Sun Prairie online, Phil. So I want to go to Steve and get his input. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I was outside yesterday, and this goofy-looking bug came up. Flew up very slowly and lit on my pants, and I looked at it, and it looked just like a Winnebago lake fly that I grew up with in Nina, Menasha. Are those things in this area, or was it something else, do you suppose?
And you were in Sun Prairie at the time.
Yeah, just north of Sun Prairie.
Yeah.
Well, the Winnebago lake fly is really found throughout the United States, and there are other species of lake flies, but there has to be a water association, as the name implies, and so... You know, I can think of some other things that would look somewhat similar, although if you grew up there, you're probably very familiar with lake flies.
Way too familiar with them, yeah.
Yeah. And so it could be. We do see, not near the numbers, but some of them coming out of Lake Mendota at times and stuff. So it very likely could be. It seems a smidgen early, but, you know, insects do some interesting things sometimes. My books don't always tell me the right things.
So. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. And let's go to Brenda in Boscobel next. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a problem with ant beds in my yard. They're not ant hills. They just burrow around and leave their little piles of dirt in huge areas in my yard, and I don't know how to get rid of them. And I don't want to kill the grass.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know people are often looking for a natural way of doing it, and ants don't lend themselves well to that. I know people have used hot water and the like, and that, to be honest, has as much safety issues to me as some of the pesticides. So what I find works is the secret to an ant nest is to kill the queen. And when you see these piles, you know that the queen is down in the ground somewhere. And so in order to get an effective way of getting after, if the nest is of any size at all, I like to use some kind of probe, an old metal bar or something to push down in so I can get two or three channels. And then you mix up almost any garden insecticide, but mix it up in a liquid form and then drench it on so it soaks deep in the ground. And so you're basically spot treating these nests, and that will do it. If you just treat the surface, what you often see is a slowing down or elimination of activity for a while. But over time, whether it's a week or a month or in some cases it's as long as a year, they resurface because you didn't kill the queen. And the chemicals do repel the ants, and so they often lay low if you put kind of a cap on the top, but they'll find some other place to get their access to the surface of the ground. So,
okay, I did try the hot water last year, and it just killed the grass. So
yeah,
that's pretty much what it does.
Okay, I'll try that. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Just along these same veins, Phil, we got an email from Pat who has an ant problem, average-sized black ants, but they make it impossible to work in the garden, Pat says. Come out of the nest in great numbers when they feel threatened by the shoes and crawl up on the legs. And she used to be able to walk in the garden without ants coming out, but now the entire garden is taken over. They're killing some of the plants by building a nest in the roots of the plants.
Mm-hmm.
They keep the grandkids and the dogs out of the area. Some of the ant nests in the lawn are now in the lawn and are 3 feet wide.
Yeah, it's classic formica, what we call field ants, and they do bite. They don't come in your house, but they're notorious for being somewhat aggressive when the nest is threatened and also making big mounds. So again, the same advice is to spot treat. It may take as much as a gallon and a half of diluted product. I like to use, again, the garden insecticide 7, only in this case a liquid form. But if you had some liquid permethrin or almost anything else, it would work. And again, one of the things we talk about sometimes with these big nests is rake a little bit of that loose soil away, do the probing, do the drenching, and then cap it with that untreated soil so we don't even have an exposed insecticide on the surface. And you will find it will work. It's somewhat labor-intensive initially, but this ant doesn't bait worth a darn. I mean, that would be my other suggestion, but I've yet to see any of the commercial baits that are developed. Even the fire ant baits don't seem to perform very well. The ants just don't seem to have much interest in them.
Let's go to Dan and Colby next. Dan, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for the great show today. Phil, I've got a weird situation in my yard, right in the grass and everything, where I'm getting kind of stripes, some of them curvy and some of them kind of straight, of dead grass. And one of the local guys said, well, that looks like cutworms. I don't know if that's a proper diagnosis. What's your thoughts on that?
We don't see a lot of cutworm damage in lawns. When you do see it, it's often small circles, 4 or 5 inches in diameter. But the problems in turf is a lot of the diseases look very similar. I would think if you could get down in there, what you will see when the cutworms are feeding is some sawdusty-like waste that we call frass. And if you don't see that, I'm more inclined to believe it is some kind of disease that's moving through the root zone and causing the things to collapse. And then, indeed, you may, because it's so hard to diagnose the diseases, would have to send a sample into a lab. There is a turf diagnostic lab here down in Madison that would look at the sample for a fee. But as I said, if you're looking for cutworms, we've had this winter cutworm that, you know, back in February, people were calling us with all the worms in the snow. They would feed on turf, but I have not gotten any complaints yet of any damage.
Of that happening. Okay. Thanks a lot for calling, Dan. Phil Pelletieri, our guest here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Mike Crane here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, where you hear about topics big and today very small, important issues of the day, and sometimes whimsical interest that enrich our lives. That's why you listen, and that's why we are asking for your contribution. Your gift now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is more important than ever, and it's urgent today, because today is One Day Wednesday. You'll want to hear the great discussions in the coming months, and they will be without fundraising interruptions when you make your pledge. So we're going to try to meet our entire pledge drive goal in just one day instead of 7 days. Please give online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Joining us now with more is Joy Cardine. Hello, Joy.
Hi, Mike. You are often with me on my program in the morning, the first Monday of the month, and we always ask listeners, how can we make Wisconsin Public Radio better? And you often tell us, less on-air fundraising. Well, this is it. This spring membership drive is only one day. And with only about 40 minutes to go in the hour, we hope to raise 240 more pledges to stay on track. So please make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal faster, and we can do it with your help. Please go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now.
You know, on the WPR Ideas Network, you hear from the person who wrote the legislative bill, who wrote the book, who has a unique expertise like Phil Pelletieri. We're glad to seek these people out and to get them on the show. We feel privileged, in fact. And they often say they feel privileged to talk with you. A great audience is what they often tell us. But, you know, we need your help to make it all possible. Make great radio happen right now on One Day Wednesday with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Today is the first and last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. You know, Mike, I've never said that, and I have been doing about 20 years or so of these Wisconsin Public Radio drives. So this is great. Just like you, we want to make it as efficient as possible so we can get back to doing what we do best, bringing you great discussions, programming that you value, that you count on. So please give to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We want to make sure you know we've received a major donation from the North Central Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association, who support Larry Mueller and Garden Talk. Thank
Wonderful.
You so much. And you know, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio today is one of the best things that you can do with 3 minutes of your time. You just give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe. Your gift right now of $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount feels right to you, will become the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So please give now on One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. That's why getting about 238 more pledges this hour is so important. Please go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and give an amount that's comfortable for you. Maybe it's $50. Maybe it's $100. You decide. We won't be here tomorrow or the day after or this weekend asking for your pledge. So we are asking you today only to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Join in the effort to make One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is the first and last day of our spring membership drive. I'm Larry Mueller, and I know you don't like long pledge drives. Well, this one is really short. We're trying an experiment, and I hope it works. We want 4,000 people to call in today with a contribution. We don't have any special incentives, no T-shirts or books. It's all about what's most important, the great quality of our programs. You need to make your pledge now, and here's someone to tell you how to do it.
It's so easy. WPR.org for our secure web pledge or call 888-202-2552. That's where to go. Maybe your pledge is going to be $50, $100, $500. Whatever amount you choose is the amount that makes sense for you, and then that certainly makes sense for us because we're looking for your participation. Hi, I'm Mike Crane, back with Joy Cardine, and we are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There are many ways to pay for your pledge. We'll make it as easy as possible and do whatever you would like us to do. One of them, though, is EFT. That stands for Electronic Funds Transfer. You authorize us to withdraw monthly installments from your bank account, and once it's set up, you don't have to think about it again. It's a great way to be a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. It saves paper. It's easy. We'll help you get started when you make your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, Wisconsin Public Radio is full of great stories. That's what keeps you coming back day after day. How many times this past week have you thought about or talked about something great that you heard on Wisconsin Public Radio? Just listening in this last hour to people talking about the bug problems that they've encountered, a lot of us have encountered the exact same problems. So go to the phone right now or go online to pledge your support for great stories. Donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This One Day Wednesday will be a success with your help. We're here today to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money in this one day of on-air fundraising. We are working toward a $300 pledge goal this hour, and so far, 66 of you have called in your pledges. Thank you so much. We're trying to keep on-air fund drives short, but we can only do it when you do your part. So please pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And Phil Pelletieri, UW Extension entomologist, our guest today. I'm really pleased to have him with us as we talk about the insects in your world and in mine. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@WPR.org. And Phil, Chris in Waukesha has been waiting a little bit, so let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello, guys. I have a couple questions really quickly.
Sure.
One that came to mind as I was waiting, you know how that goes.
Yep.
Carpenter bees, is it a myth that they do not sting? Do they have stingers? I tried to check it out, and I can't find any information.
From what I remember, they don't. But I'm not 100% sure. There are some species of bees that are stingless. And carpenter bees look like big bumblebees.
Right.
But they have that shiny rear end. Mm-hmm. Not real common here. They're more common in states south of us, and their big claim to fame is basically some minor wood destruction.
Okay, because I've seen them hovering around, I think, unless they're the queen bees that you have spoken about earlier.
Yeah, no, I would think you're more likely to see regular bombus bumblebees, or there's another genus of those, but what we would call bumblebees. And again, big, large queens are out looking for nesting sites now, and they will typically nest in old rodent burrows, in other kinds of cavities, and raise a relatively small brood compared to honeybees and other things. You know, there might be 30, 40 individuals in a bumblebee colony in the height of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and second quick question is, what do you know about progressive bee flies? They're kind of scary looking.
Progressive bee flies?
Boy, do you remember the scientific name? Because it's not ringing a bell.
Expirospora?
Okay, it's not ringing a bell.
Oh, boy, that's rare.
Oh, no, but you know the sheer number of families. To be honest, I'm drawing a blank. I probably – see, you know, one of the differences is when I'm in the lab and I sound so smart, it's because I have all kinds of library books right next to my desk and the like. But this one, I just is not I'm not recognizing the family.
But you've piqued Phil's interest, and I'll bet he checks it out when he gets back to his office. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for calling. Oh, boy. Karen in Cumberland. We'll go to you next. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a room in my basement, a finished room in my basement, and I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but in the spring, I have these tiny little worms that come, and they're on the carpet. And they kind of coil up when they're touched.
Yeah.
What are they?
I'm guessing they're millipedes, and the source is outside. And what happens with a lot of these critters is they're active at night, and they're coming up the foundation, and they kind of squeeze through, and then they fall in. And to be honest, millipedes like it where it's damp and dark, and so that would be a place. And sometimes when you see a lot of moisture in the spring, that often drives them out of the soil and also would force them in. So the weakness or the place that you want to treat is not inside, it's outside. And again, what I would look at is potentially putting some caulk or expanding foam in that little spacing between your siding and the foundation. And if you tighten that up, these things won't be able to squeeze in and you won't have this annual problem.
Uh-huh.
If that doesn't work, the other option is you treat outside. And basically we call it a barrier treatment along the foundation, and whether you hire for service or do this yourself. But, you know, I like the physical tightening idea better because that's a permanent solution, whereas the chemicals would have to be done annually if that's the direction you went.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And on to Casey and Racine. Casey, it's your turn. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a problem with these little teeny tiny bugs in the cupboards. I call them flower bugs. I keep finding them in my bag of flour. I clean everything out, throw the flour away, and a week or two later, they're back.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem with the various grain beetles, the red flower beetles, sawtooth grain beetle, is a couple things. They're very long-lived, and they're so good at getting in packaging. And so typically people bring them from the grocery store in one item. But before you discover it, they have gotten access to a number of things. And so you throw out what you know is infested, but there's often, you know, a box of Bisquick or something else that you forgot about that continues the cycle. And a lot of packaging is not substantial enough to keep them out. So the advice we give folks when you run into this is go through things, throw out what's obviously infested, consider either putting things in the freezer for a couple, 3 days, or putting them in substantial containers, Tupperware, screw top jars, things that the insects cannot get access to, or if you overlook something, they can't get out from to reinfest other things. I'm not real keen on spraying for these because I tell people if you've still got a bad box of Bisquick, you spray all you want and you still got insects. The other problem with the sprays is you got to remove everything from the cupboards, spray, let it dry, put things in. So it's kind of labor intensive. So you're heading the right direction, but I think that the piece of advice is things that you go through in a couple, 3 weeks, don't bother. That's not a problem because the life cycle is about a 6 week life cycle. But things like everything from nut meats, tea, spices, anything that's dried plant material, chocolates, those are all potential food sources for these critters.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a
lot. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And we have an email from Gabrielle who wonders what insects affect morning glories. They start out fine and then the leaves become like lace.
Real interesting group of critters called tortoise beetles. And some of them, there's one that is a bright gold color when it's happy. It's like a mood ring, and if you disturb it, the color goes. Both their larvae and the adults are notorious on morning glories. You have to look closely under the leaves, though, to pick it up. And, again, would respond to almost any garden insecticide. They're not hard to kill. It's specific to morning glories, although I've seen a couple on potatoes once in a while. But as I said, if I were looking for tortoise beetles, I would go to morning glories or field bindweed, which is a wild morning glory.
And this time of year?
They overwinter as adults, so they'll get started now. But the real heavy feeding doesn't get going until June.
Phil Pelletieri, UW Extension entomologist, our guest here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive, and it's a very short one. Just one day, this day, today, and then we're done. Hi, I'm Mike Crane. You know, you get a lot out of Wisconsin Public Radio no matter when you listen. Today, and today only, we are asking you to put something back in. And it's money. Your gift is important as we try to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money in just a single day, one day Wednesday. That means more of the programs you tune in for with no fundraising starting tomorrow. Months of no fundraising. So please take 2 minutes and give online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And Joy Cardine is with me. Hi, Joy.
Good to be back. We are still looking for 211 pledges in the next 35 minutes or so to stay on track to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are extremely important to make sure we end one day Wednesday successfully. A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the entire year. So please give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Haven't you been enjoying Larry Mueller's conversation with Phil Pelletieri this hour? You know, we just have a few more minutes in this hour on the clock and about a half hour left in the show to make our goals here. So we need your help. Put a value on the programming that you enjoy every day and then make your pledge. $35, $50, $150, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
Join your fellow listeners and Wisconsin Public Radio in keeping pledge drives short. Join listeners like Kathy in Madison, who pledged this hour, saying, "I love listening to commercial-free talk radio programs that speak to issues I care about." Well, that's what we're here for. Join the community in supporting One Day Wednesday. It's a new and exciting kind of pledge drive. You can make it a success by making your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, Joy, we're nearing 100 pledges during the Larry Mueller Show. That's terrific. It's a great hour, but it's only a third of the way and about a half hour left. So we invite you to participate now on this One Day Wednesday. Help to make this just a rousing success by giving at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's so easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a couple of minutes of your time, and then you're going to continue to benefit from this program and all of the WPR programs that you love for the year to come. You can pay your pledge in installments every month if you like. If that's easier, make your contribution online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. That's why getting 209 more pledges in the next half an hour or so is so important. I'm going to even make a little mini goal here, Mike. I think that we can at least get 10 more pledges in before we hit that noon hour. So please go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and give $50 or $100 or any amount that's comfortable to you. We won't be here tomorrow or the day after or this weekend asking for your pledge. So don't put it off. We're asking you only today to pay for Wisconsin Public Radio's, your listening of Wisconsin Public Radio. Join in the effort at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is a special day for you and your public radio station. It may seem like a risky proposition, but WPR listeners have said they prefer shorter pledge drives, and so don't hesitate. Make your pledge now at WPR.org. The goal is 4,000 pledges in one day. There is no tomorrow in a one-day drive. There is no procrastinating in a one-day drive. Make your pledge now, and right here is someone who can tell you how.
That would be me, and it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Mike Crane, here with Joy Cardine. And Joy, we have just over 1,500 pledges to go in that 4,000 pledge goal for the entire campaign.
That
which
is
lasts,
great.
That's through 7 o'clock tonight. So we're looking for your help right now at a $25 pledge, a $50, $100, $500, whatever works for you, you choose. We're here to ask you for your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's one-day pledge drive, one-day Wednesday.
Maybe you donated to Wisconsin Public Radio a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part. Well, thank you very much for that. Do you enjoy the service, though, year after year? We would love your continued support to keep this organization strong. Has it been a while since you donated? Well, you can rejoin right now online, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. We would love to have you back in the family.
Phil Pelletieri and Larry Mueller are going to be back in just a minute. And, you know, on the Larry Mueller Show, we have Garden Talk and we have the Weather Guys. And we just have such terrific topics. We talk about your pets. We talk about the environment and consumer issues, how-to topics, Wisconsin authors and food. You get great information from this program. And it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Please support the Larry Mueller Show and all the other programs that you enjoy with your pledge. Securely online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
Yeah, make that pledge because you love Larry Mueller and all of the programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. Consider making a contribution of $1,000. Your $1,000 contribution will play a major role in supporting the station and making it available to everyone who wants to listen. You can put your pledge on a credit card. You can pay for your $1,000 pledge in monthly installments of $83 a month. You can join on the web, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. Your pledge in any amount is appreciated. Online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've now crossed that 100 Yay. Pledge amount, and you said we could have 10 more by noon, and that's happened. That's terrific. Keep those phones and keyboards going, everybody, by getting in touch at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, so many times, Joy, when we meet people at WPR events or just on the street, they'll say that they have WPR on all the time. It's their companion during the day, during the evening, during the weekend. Now, WPR is on 24 hours a day, so wherever you are, you can find something great to listen to. But like any great companion, you count on us for the news and the great music and the intelligent talk. And now we're counting on you to make One Day Wednesday a success with your contribution now at 888-202-2552 or at WPR.org.
It really is great to see the wonderful response to One Day Wednesday so far. Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio today is one of the best things you can do with just 3 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, your contact information, and how much you'd like to give and how you'd like to play. How you'd like to pay, that is. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe. Your gift right now of $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount feels right to you, will become the stories and talk shows that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is it. Tomorrow, it's back to regular programming. Tomorrow, you'll hear Larry Mueller's program uninterrupted with fundraising. So give right now on One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
198 pledges to go to make that 300 pledge goal, but you can help us make that goal with your pledge now at 888-202-2552 or pledge online WPR.org. Thank you so much if you've made your pledge already. If not, call now 1-800 1-888-202-2552.
Happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, and today we're talking about insects. The wonderful world of insects with Phil Pelletieri, University of Wisconsin Extension entomologist. I'm really happy to have him on the program. I know we have questions about Minnesota mining bees, and I know we have a question about or a comment about using bay leaf as a means of maybe distracting or bothering some insects and keeping them out. We'll see if Phil agrees with that. And we have some emails as well. Give us a call with your question. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or email us at talk@WPR.org. Talk@WPR.org. Hope you'll do that. And I hope you'll also call in with your contribution during this program here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the Obama administration deeply regrets the loss of innocent life that appears to have been the result of a U.S. airstrike in Afghanistan.
There will be a joint investigation by your government and ours, but any loss of life, any loss of innocent life, is particularly painful.
Clinton was speaking at the opening of a meeting at the State Department with the presidents of Afghanistan and Pakistan. President Obama will meet with the two later today to seek more cooperation against Taliban militants, but the incident threatens to overshadow Mr. Obama's meeting with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
Secretary Gates says he's in Afghanistan to talk to the troops and get a ground-level view of the situation there as the Pentagon pours in more forces. Gates is expected to meet with General David McKiernan, the top U.S. ground commander, and Gates has ordered more helicopters and drone aircraft sent to Afghanistan, and he says he wants to see how those are working. Gates' visit comes as officials investigate reports of civilian casualties earlier this week in western Afghanistan. The Red Cross has confirmed that women and children were killed as they tried to shelter in houses that were hit by U.S. airstrikes. U.S. and NATO forces have set up new procedures to try to reduce the number of civilian casualties, but the issue continues to strain relations between Washington and Kabul. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
When President Obama meets with Pakistan's president at the White House today, they're likely to discuss the latest clashes between Pakistan's army and Taliban militants. The army is pounding militant positions in the Swat Valley today with helicopter gunships and mortars. Maine is now the fifth state to allow gay marriage. The governor signed a bill legalizing such marriages today. A Swedish computer hacker has been indicted on charges he allegedly hacked into the networks of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, as well as Cisco Systems in San Jose. From member station KQED, Rachel Myro has more.
21-year-old Philip Gabriel Peterson faces five counts, including intrusion and misappropriation of trade secrets. The Justice Department's indictment claims that in 2004, Peterson hacked into Cisco's networks and stole what's known as source code for Cisco's internetwork operating system, the software that runs Cisco's routers, which in turn handle most of the traffic on the internet. A week later, the indictment alleges Peterson compromised NASA's Advanced Supercomputing Division and the Ames Research Center in Silicon Valley. In 2007, a Swedish court convicted Peterson of hacking into several Swedish universities. But Peterson's claimed he's innocent, that he only developed the tools others used for the attacks. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Myro in San Francisco.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed this hour. The Dow is up 60 points at 8,471, but the NASDAQ Composite Index down 4. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, working to ensure that all children have access to high-quality voluntary pre-kindergarten at pewtrusts.org.
Having a lot of fun here on the Ideas Network, Larry Mueller here with my guest, Phil Pelletieri, University of Wisconsin Extension entomologist. Always great to have Phil with us, and he'll be with us right up until about 12:30 today or thereabouts as we talk with him about insects and certainly take your questions. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. And I know we've got lots of callers online already, and we've got some emails that have flooded in. So we'll be taking a lot of calls and your questions, too, as we visit with Phil here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm Joy Cardine. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and today is One Day Wednesday. Our goal is to keep bringing you discussions with great guests such as Phil Pelletieri with only one day of on-air fundraising. That's right. We're cutting our spring membership drive down from 7 days to just one day. Today. Your $50 pledge or $100 pledge will make a big difference right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Joining me with more is Jim Fleming. Hello, Jim.
It's very nice to be here. This is One Day Wednesday, and we're here today only to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money in this one day of on-air fundraising. Our goal is another 182 pledges in the next 24 minutes. We're trying to keep on-air fund drive short. We're doing the best we can. We can only do it when you do your part. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month is needed right now. It only takes a few minutes at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We can get such great guests on Wisconsin Public Radio because they know you'll ask great questions. I can't tell you how many times guests have said, you have the most intelligent listeners at Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guests also know that they won't be interrupted much by commercials. Your support makes this possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. Thanks in advance for making your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I have to say, looking at the board there, I can see that One Day Wednesday is going very, very
super
well. It is terrific. We have only 1,481 calls left to get to the total for the day, which is extraordinary when you think about starting with 4,000 to go. You can help us get there even faster. Normally, we would be fundraising today, we would be fundraising tomorrow, we'd be doing the weekend, it would be Monday and we'd still be at it, but not this time. This drive ends at 7 o'clock tonight, so we're asking you to pledge right now at WPR.org or by phone at 888-202-2552. And so when you are listening to Larry tomorrow or to Joy tomorrow or to Veronica tomorrow morning, fundraising free on Wisconsin Public Radio, you'll know you made it possible. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. On Chapter a Day, we stretch a book out over a week or two, or 3 weeks sometimes. But sometimes a short story has to make the point in a day. And the same is true for our May Fund Drive this year. One Day Wednesday. One whole week's worth of fundraising in one single day. And there aren't that many hours left to tell the story. Join us right now with a pledge. Here's someone to tell you how.
I should have Jim Fleming tell you how. I'm Joy Cardine with Jim Fleming. You can make your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. That's how you can make a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your pledge is $50 or $100 or $500. Whatever amount is right for you. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio on your way to work. Maybe you listen every day as you're going home from work. Maybe you listen an hour or two on the weekend. Do you realize that you're listening more than 700 hours a year if you do just that? Today we are asking you to make a first-time gift of $5 a month, $60 a year. That's $5 a month. That makes Wisconsin Public Radio one of the best information and entertainment bargains you will find anywhere. Give now, securely, online at WPR.org or toll-free at 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Hans in Sturgeon Bay. Normally, he says, I would only contribute once a year. However, I felt it important to support this pledge drive as it is a very welcome alternative to your norm. All right, Hans, we appreciate it.
We're with you on that.
Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Remember, we're cutting an entire fund drive down to one day. you are up to the challenge. Be one of the 179 pledgers that we need before the end of Larry's program at 12:30 this afternoon to meet this goal. WPR.org is our secure website, or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge now, and thank you so very much.
Phil Pelletieri, UW Extension entomologist, our guest here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you for listening in, and thanks to everybody who's contributed. We have callers online, some who have been waiting a long time, Phil. So let's go to Kenosha and talk with Linda. Hi, Linda. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have quite extensive gardens throughout my yard, and it's a very small yard in the city of Kenosha. But as of 3 years ago, I started to get these teeny tiny bees that I've been told are called Minnesota mining bees, and they burrow into the ground. My problem is they're in the walkway coming up to my house because the gardens are on either side of the walkway. What I was wondering was how long they seem to last, like during the springtime, and is there some way that I can discourage them from burrowing into the ground?
Okay. Well, I assume they're one of the digger bees, or what I would call digger bees, which are quite common in the spring. They look like small honeybees or bumblebees, and
right. They
are very seasonal. That's the first thing. And they also are very non-aggressive.
Right.
The problem with discouraging them is, I would tell you compacting the soil, making it almost like concrete would discourage them, but that's not good for your plants. And so, the same kind of loose soil conditions that your plants like are what the bees are taking advantage of.
Okay.
So I usually suggest to folks, as long as they're just absolutely not bothering people, there's no need to treat. If somebody said, I've got this one corner right next to my front door and I have to do something, then again, this 7 garden dust in the burrows would do them in, but I really would discourage you from going that way, as I said, because they're so docile, and they're only active for a short time in the spring. And I start seeing them, the first crocus comes up, I expect to see them for about 2 weeks, and then they're gone.
All right.
Got it. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Linda. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Wanda in Forest Junction next. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I was the one with the bay leaf idea. I got this from an old German woman over in Kakana because I complained that I kept getting these weevils in my cornmeal. And she says, you drop a bay leaf in there, you won't have the weevils. And, of course, I was skeptical. So I was desperate. So I went ahead, dropped the bay leaf in there, and I never had another weevil in my cornmeal. So I go ahead, I'll drop a bay leaf in the whole wheat flour and cornmeal, in anything that has the potential for hatching weevils. I just drop a whole dry bay leaf in there, and I have no problem.
What do you think, Phil?
Well, bay leaves have been used as a home remedy to repel a lot of insects. And, in the studies that I'm aware of, they really have not by themselves posed a repellency or a killing power. But if you extract the oils of bay leaf, mint, spearmint, all those things, they have both some repellency to them and some killing power. There are now sprays out there that are just spearmint oil. And if you have an ant crawling across the kitchen table and you want to spray it, it would work against it. The problem is how long that stuff lasts. And so, as I said, if the bay leaf was crushed and the various flower beetles were exposed to it, there may be some toxicity there. But an intact one, as I said, from what I've seen of the experiments, it doesn't hold up. And so it may, part of it, though, you go back to the food processing industry has gone to great degrees to prevent these kind of problems. I mean, they fumigate the flour mills and whatnot, because the problem isn't so much they're shipping you containers with bugs in them, but sometimes there's an egg or two on the outside of the package, and that's what gets this whole ball rolling. As I said, I always tease people. There's a reason that there was a flour sifter in Grandma's house, and part of it was to get rid of the bugs that were in the flour. But that's because people often had, 10, 15-pound bags of flour that they had around for an extended period of time. And the longer this stuff's around, the more likely an infestation is to kind of emerge.
And thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Kathy emailed us over the weekend. She found an insect that with a 1.5 to 1.75-inch long stinger or longer. It's a brown insect. Know what it is, Phil?
Well, there's a family of ichneumonid wasps, and these are parasitic wasps on insects, and anything that has a egg-laying device that long that we would call a stinger is probably going after wood-destroying insects. So it probably came out of the firewood, would be my guess, because they'll use – there's one that we have in the state that even has about a 3-inch long stinger-like device that it drills into the wood to lay its egg, and then its grubs go after the various wood-boring beetles. So as I said, I know it's an ichneumonid, and because of the length of the stinger, I really think it's either one that goes after wood or there's a couple of these that go after grubs in the ground. Where
but
again,
not
they
us.
Need, but not us. It's not a stinger. It's an egg-laying device is what it is.
Phil Pelletieri, UW Extension entomologist, our guest here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Joy Cardine, and I am not a fan of bugs with stinger devices, but I am a fan of One Day Wednesday. This is a very special fundraising experiment. We are trying to raise an entire pledge drive goal with just one day of on-air fundraising. And we're doing quite well, more than halfway toward the goal. And you can help by going to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can. Joining me now is Jim Fleming. Hi, Jim.
Hi. It's really nice to be here, as a matter of fact. We're halfway toward, more than halfway toward the goal for the drive as a whole, and almost halfway through our goal for Larry Mueller today. And I think that's terrific. Mm-hmm. 166 pledges in the next 15 minutes, and we can meet that goal. And you may think that's a lot, but we can actually do it. These hourly goals are very important to make sure that we end One Day Wednesday successfully. I'd say already we've done very well, and you can help us make it even better than that. A dollar or two a week is all it takes. Think about whether you can do that right now. Your gift will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the entire year ahead. You can do it by going to the web at WPR.org. You can do it by calling 888-202-2552.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a tuition-free, lifelong education. All you need is a radio or a computer to tune in, and you can hear wonderful guests like Phil Pelletieri giving you information free. But we need your support to make it happen. Please contribute now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Now, we should make it clear that shortening the pledge drive does not mean that we need less money. It means that we are trying to meet the goal faster than we ever have before. Everyone wins when we make this goal. You win, we win, everybody wins. It's because you value Wisconsin Public Radio programming and because you like the idea of just a one-day pledge drive. We are hoping that you will go right this minute to WPR.org to make your pledge, or you can call 888-202-2552. Please give as generously as you can.
We have a great deal today for you, a fun drive that starts and ends today. I'm Larry Mueller, and I'm here to tell you there's no tomorrow on this drive, so you can't procrastinate. You've told us you don't like long pledge drives, so we're trying to do something about it. We want 4,000 new contributors in this one day, and then the drive's over. Today's the last day, the only day to call in with a contribution. Make your pledge now, and here's someone to tell you how.
I'm Joy Cardine with Jim Fleming, and here's how you make your pledge. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Make a pledge of $50 or $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You can support Wisconsin Public Radio by going online at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552 right now with your pledge. Pledge what you can to help pay for this station, for the program that you listen to, for Larry especially. Think how much joy it gives you to spend this time with Larry every day. A lot of people pledge at the $60 level, especially when joining Wisconsin Public Radio for the first time. You can set it up in installments of $5 a month. You can put it on your credit card if you like. Couldn't be easier. Go on the web at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Thank you if you have already called in your pledge or webbed in your pledge. Thanks to Beth in Clintonville, who says, Wisconsin Public Radio provides me with news and views. I have limited vision, and it is great that we have Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, Beth, thank you very much for supporting this service. Thanks to David in Madison, who says, I listen all the time and I use the audio archives a lot. That's great. And that's another service that costs some money. If you want to make your pledge to help pay for the audio archives on WPR.org, go there to check it out and make your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is One Day Wednesday. We're here today only to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money. So do it now, won't you? We need 156 more calls in the next 10 minutes. You can do it. You can help us get there with a pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Ed, we're answering your insect questions today with Phil Pelletieri, UW Extension entomologist. Larry Mueller here. Really happy to have you listening in today. Lots of callers online, so we'll go to the phones and take some questions. Let's talk to Julie and Stitzer next. Julie, hi. Thank you for calling.
Well, hi there. This is a terrific program.
Thank you.
Yes. Since we moved to this area, we have seen small moths with those powdery wings about this time of year, and they get in the pantry and then the closets. And how do I get rid of them? What do I do?
Well, the best possibility or probability is the critter's something we call an Indian meal moth. That's a pest of dry goods, and it really isn't that seasonal. I see it a lot on pet food, bird seed and the like, because they don't watch it quite as closely. But conceivably, it could come in a lot in people food, in much like the bran bugs that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's plant origin. And so noodles, rice, nuts, dried fruits, potpourri, dried flower arrangements. And so typically you will find little white worms. That's the dead giveaway that you're on the hot spot.
Okay.
And they spin little cocoons down, and then we see the little moths fluttering around. And so, like we advise the other folks, is to throw out what's infested, make sure that other items that they could potentially get into, and this would include the bay leaves and things, you know, things that you might think are kind of toxic to insects. They will, I've seen them feed even on dried hot peppers. But, you know, seal those things in, you know, screw top glass jars, Tupperware, those kind of items so that they can't get into them and reinfest them. And it's kind of a detective game. You have to keep hunting things down. And I've said on the show before, we had the problem in our house, started with bird seed in the garage. They moved into the kitchen. We had to throw some noodles and rice out. And my credibility went way down because we would see one moth a week. And my wife said, "What kind of entomologist are you?" And it took me months to trace it to a bag of vegetable seeds my father-in-law had given me that I had. It was a True Value Hardware bag, and so I didn't expect any kind of food products. Open it up. Sure enough, they had gotten the vegetable seeds and destroyed it. But, you know, so it made sense once I found it. But finding that one last item sometimes can really be quite frustrating.
So there you have it. And thanks, Julie, for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ruth in Wausau next. Hi, Ruth.
Hello. We have two azalea bushes in our yard, and every year we get azalea sawfly larvae,
mm-hmm.
and they decimate the leaves. I've heard on the garden show that Spinosa is a chemical that might be used, but I haven't been able to find it, and how would I use it if I did?
Well, anything that you would want to use, I would use pretty quick, because those little guys are probably going to be active within the next week to 10 days is my guess. A spinosad is a new product that has, in most cases, an organic formulation. Some of the commercial names I've seen at the garden stores include Monterey's insect and vegetable spray and Dr. Jack's bug juice, which I love. you can also order it online through Gardens Alive under the name Bullseye. But, you know, aside from their product, some of the more traditional chemicals like Seven and Permethrin would work. The one product that will not work are the BT sprays. The soaps probably would work. These things are small enough bodied. The trouble with the soap is you've got to be the right day because there's no residual. So the spinosad is an excellent choice. And again, in the larger garden stores, I have been quite impressed to see these lines show up. So as I said, Monterey's Garden Spray or Dr. Jack's Bug Juice would be a couple of the names that I have seen on the shelves this year.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. John, do you have a question?
Yes. Actually, I was going to talk to you about psyllids, Phil, but you've already answered some of that in the past. I have a situation in my garage where I have a pop-up camper, and last fall we had Asian beetles on an 80-degree October day when we were camping just swarm the camper, and I tried to clean them out after the trip. And I'm concerned that they may be in there and overwintered, and also I have a window in my garage where I don't have framing between the drywall and the window, and concerned that they may
Can
be...
They- get in there.
In the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, everybody should be waking up and leaving by now. So that's the good news. Even if they did sneak in, you may find some dead ones that didn't survive, so those you can just vacuum up. But I wouldn't worry about any kind of infestation, per se, because all they're doing is spending the winter in the sheltered site and then leaving. And as I said, I've seen them active 2 or 3 weeks ago, so I bet you they're gone by now.
Thanks very much for calling. Phil Pelletieri, our guest, University of Wisconsin Extension entomologist, always pleased to have him here with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This program on Wisconsin Public Radio is made possible by contributions from people like you. I'm Joy Cardine, asking you to take a few minutes right now to call 888-202-2552 and make a pledge during One Day Wednesday. This membership drive is only one day. That means we can bring you more talk about issues that you care about without fundraising. Your gift is essential to make One Day Wednesday a success. Give online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Jim Fleming, how are we doing on the goal?
Well, overall, we're doing extremely well. We have a goal of 4,000 calls for this drive. Not 4,000 calls, 4,000 pledges for this drive. And we have already 2,600. Can you believe that?
Wonderful.
Only 1,400 to go. But, on the other hand, we have 1,400 calls to go. So get on over to the computer, won't you, at WPR.org, or make your call right now at 888-202-2552, because we want this to be makes Wisconsin Public Radio a better place to be. Less on-air fundraising, people are always telling us. Spring membership drives only one day. In the next few minutes, we can do it if you will go right now to help us raise all the money we need from 6 days in one day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I know Larry wants to do his part and raise 50 pledges between now and 12:30 to stay on track during this One Day Wednesday. You might wonder what your pledge pays for. Well, we have toll-free numbers so you can call in your questions. We certainly rely on subscriptions, newspapers and magazines, internet services, so we can research the topics of the day. All of these things and so many more have costs, and your pledge helps pay for these costs to bring you the high-quality programming that you count on. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
It always makes me laugh when I say this. Today is the first day of this drive.
Yeah,
today is the
day.
Last day of this drive. But isn't that fun? This is Wisconsin Public Radio's spring membership drive, and it is the first and the last day. Like you, we want to be as efficient as we possibly can, so we want to get back to doing programming. We want to bring you uninterrupted discussions tomorrow, and we will, because you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You've heard us say that every dollar makes a difference, and we really mean it. Listeners make pledges ranging from $10 to $1,000 and even more. It adds up to the funds needed to keep the Larry Miller Show going strong. So consider the value you get from Wisconsin Public Radio, all of the great information you get from the guests that you hear every day on Larry's program, and then consider what fits into your budget. Make your contribution at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Joy, we're just about to slip under the 1,400
wow.
left mark. We'll have fewer than 1,400 pledges to go when you make your pledge. Right here, before the end of Larry's show, you can do it at WPR.org. You can do it by calling 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is here for you, and you help support Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. You choose whatever amount is right for you. I'm Joy Cardine with Jim Fleming, and we're here to ask for your support just for this final minute during Larry's show at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many pledges do you think we can get in 60 seconds? 25?
25 sounds good. I was going to say 60, but I won't.
No, I don't think we can do 60, but I'll bet we could do 25, because you could get 25 of you right now in on the web. Are there 25 enthusiastic fans of Larry Miller, I don't see how you could possibly have fewer than that right now, ready to go online at WPR.org to make a pledge, or maybe pledge $50 or $100 by calling 888-202-2552. This is it, and it's time for you to make your pledge. Won't you please, right now? Thanks.